Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, my friends. It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Yep, you have. Y'all. We got some things to discuss today. Child, when I say, I'm saving what I really want to say for last because it's crazy. It's crazy, but I'm sorry if y'all hear my dogs, but today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into this gab beat. We talk about the things that are going on in this crazy, crazy, nutty world. This world, I'm convinced at this point, this world is just crazy. It is. But a few things I want to say before I get started. I don't think I put my banners up here yet. So I'll say it as I add them because they need to be added, which is this. Join the conversation. Join. And I'm going to put it on here so you can see it. You can do that. I don't know how that's not on here. I thought I put it on here, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm tripping. You can join the conversation by calling in or sending a text message or by dropping a comment. Hold on. We want to put that on the screen real quick. Hold on. I'm going to put that on the screen because I need y'all to have this. Y'all. Hold on. I'm going to put that on here right now. Okay. I think everything is up here. Make sure. Okay, I put leaving a comment. That sounds more politically correct, right? And the number is 443-551-5963. Okay? And you can do that. I'm going to add that to the screen right now so that y'all can see. Mm-hmm. Put that on the screen. That's how you do that. And I'll leave that there for a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't know how. You know what? It's been crazy because we switched over platforms. But anyway, that's how you do that. Okay. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We greatly appreciate those. Listen, if you call in or if you call in, you'll be live on there. If you text, I will read it out loud. If you leave, drop a comment, I will put that on the screen as well and read that out loud as well. What else? Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Oh, and if you would like to talk to us about anything, I do mean anything at all, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Okay. All right. We got all that out the way. Oh, child, that's a lot to say. Okay. But I'm going to leave the number so you can call in or text on the screen. Now, let's get to the nitty gritty of what we got to talk about because, child, they out here losing their ever loving mind out here in these streets. And I just want to make sure one thing is happening right now before I, okay. Because they are out here losing their minds and it scares me. It frightens me just a little bit because of how everything is going right now. Let's start with China not playing. They out here letting it be known that all these products that all of us think, well, not me, but all of these products that everybody thinks is high-end and they spend all this money on it and all of that good stuff. Well, they done told where they get made at. And, something I was discussing earlier today was a lot of people used to I mean, talk crap about Canal Street and all that good stuff. And, oh, it's fake. Now, don't y'all feel crazy? Because it's all fake. They've all used China for some reason. Hold on, let me see. For some reason or another. Doc done got up here and said his yo-yo. I rocked and got up here and said his yo-yo. Hi, babies. But anyway, so that's that. So y'all can stop talking about, oh, that ain't, that's fake, that's not, it's all made by the same people. It's just one is commissioned by a certain company and the other is not and sold on Canal Street. So shut your mouth. Okay? Okay. That's the first thing we're going to deal with. Yesterday was Easter, the Easter holiday. But it also was 420. I find that to be a crazy combination. Me, as somebody who indulges, it still was a crazy conversation. Of course, you know Snoop and Wiz Khalifa. I'm starting light because when I get to this last thing that I want to talk about, I'm going to have to go in. I am. And I try not to go in him too much, but I'm going in. So Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg might be hiding Easter eggs on Easter. Or might have been hiding Easter eggs on Easter, but they might be filling them with some something other than chocolate, green alternative, so to speak. The two stars posted to celebrate the Sunday's holiday, the happiest day of a smoker's year, 420, and not Easter. Wiz proved that he got a ton of holiday spirits smoking two joints at once while head bobbing to some music, a proven move amateurs should never try at home. Please do not try that. If you do choose to indulge, don't do that because you are not ready for that, okay? Wiz Khalifa and his joints, one after another, no breaks here, looking ready to get young, wild, and free. No pun intended. Snoop, who rapped on the song Young, Wild, and Free with Wiz Khalifa and Bruno Mars, shouted out Easter 2, sharing what it looks like, what looks like a Photoshop pic of him in a rabbit suit. Y'all, that is funny to me. It's funny. Like I said, yesterday being 420 and also being Easter was weird. It was a weird vibe. Hi, Doc, honey. Good. Thank you for letting me know. You know I need you to tell me that, Bookie. You know I need you to tell me that. But hey, honey. Yes, it is Media Monday. It is. It's all good. It's all good, babe. I'm not rushing you. It's all good. But that was a weird combination of a day for me. I don't know about you, but yesterday was 420 and Easter at the same time. Crazy work. But Easter changes every year, so it is what it is. Let's move along. I know how I want to, let's get to Wala. I know how I want to speak of things because today's news is a little crazy. All right, so Wala says, let's go to Wala from, you know, the show $1 Million Worth of Game, him and Gilly B.K. have together. Recent motivational speech about refusing to blindly support Black-owned businesses isn't sounding well with some of his peers. The $1 Million Worth of Game podcast co-host was recently spotted teaching financial literacy to the Credit to Cash seminar, where part of his rant about not falling for alternative action hustle was clipped and went viral. So he says, I ain't going to be finessed off of Black-ish. I'm trying to behave because it is way too early for me to go in like I would like to. But so he said he's not going to be sucking in by the Black-ish. Wallow shuts down the idea of supporting a business just because it is Black-owned and says either you got good business or you don't. Ooh, Child, I got something to say about that in a minute. Wallow called the act of promoting a business with race over brand quality and capability nothing but finesse, and urged everyone not to to follow his lead. Of course, people are not here for it. So Mark Lamont, Joe Budden posted, Mark Lamont Hill says that on the Joe Budden podcast that his he's friends with Wallow, but he didn't like his stance on black-owned business. He says he doesn't like how black people criticize black businesses but give grace to other races when shopping at their establishments. Okay. Which I can understand. And benefit off of doubt if something doesn't suit their fancy. And give them benefit of the doubt if something doesn't suit their fancy. So Button and Melissa Ford and the rest of the crew saw where Mark Lamont Hill was coming from, but didn't necessarily agree. Elsewhere, pro-black influencer Tariq Nasheed and the newest, he's like the newer, I guess, co-host on No Jumper, also gave Wallow flat for his outburst, with Nasheed even going as far to question the Philly podcaster's black card altogether. Oh my gosh. Wallow just prevented a man from committing the act of taking himself out and told us he always looking out for the community. And there are plenty of people in said community who also agree with him. Listen, I'm on the fence with this one because I don't. Oh, thank you, baby. Happy belated Easter to you. I'm not going to say 420 to you because you don't indulge, but happy Easter to you or happy belated Easter. Now, here's where I agree, but I don't agree. If I go to melanated establishment and the quality of the product is bullcrap, no, I'm not going to buy it, but I would do that with any establishment. I don't care if it's an Asian establishment. I don't care if it's a Latino establishment. I don't care if it's a queer person establishment. If the quality of the products or services are crap, I'm not going to indulge. That's just me, though. Let's say, I'm going to give you an example. Okay. So, my family and I went to, it's this one IHOP in North Carolina, which is plenty of IHOPs in North Carolina, but this one particular one, we went the first time, and my family and I sat there for an hour waiting to just place our orders, not even to get food, just to place our orders. Now, we went back recently for the passing of my grandmother, and I don't think that my mom and my aunt remember that that is the same IHOP that we went to. And the service was still the same. And then on top of that, they back there yelling at each other about what they about to do and how they about to take pictures and all of that. Now, that's a corporate establishment. Yeah, the people were melanated. Well, it was a mixture of people in the back. But the point is if the service is not good, I'm not indulging. So both times we got up and left. But then I thought about it, like, that's the same IHOP from the last time. And so I told my family, they was like, yeah, it was. We don't indulge in poor service. We don't indulge in poor quality products. That's just how we're set up. And that's that. You feel me? Like, nobody wants to buy a shirt that's gonna rip or fade immediately. Nobody wants that. I want quality products, so it is what it is. And then also the problem is on the other side of that, I'm gonna add that too. Stop selling people crappy products. Like, stop, because then you sell them and then you wonder why these people don't want to keep coming back to spend their money with you because you keep selling them crappy products. And then you'll say, well, we black owned, and that's fine and that's cool. But if it's crap, it's crap. Now, on the other hand, should he be saying this? I don't know. He has to speak his mind, I feel like. But I do agree that we don't discourage people from being melanated business owners. And I feel like that's where a lot of people feel like he's doing. That's what they feel like he's doing right now, is discouraging people of color or their brands. If it's a good product, I'm with it. So, and it, like I said, it's not a race thing. It's I want quality products. That's it. So I get where he's coming from, but I think it's all about, I always say this all the time, sometimes it's not about the message, it's about the delivery. And everybody can't get with everybody's delivery of said messages. I say things all the time, people take it personal, but it wasn't the message, it was how I delivered it. You hate how I delivered it, and I'm sorry, I'm a Libra, I'm a brutally honest person, so yeah, you might not like the message, the way I delivered the message, but what I'm saying is truth. And so I guess that's where I lie on that one, because it's like, no, I'm not going to a store just because it's black owned, especially if the product is crap. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. So let's get into these comments real quick. Doc said, I will spend money in a black business if I can. Again, but it has to be good, great quality. It's not a skin thing. It's a quality thing. I want good products. But if it is bad service, I will tell them to do better. Yeah, but you know, people don't like always listen. The only way you really can get people to listen is if you don't spend a dollar there. And then maybe they'll get the message. I'm going to tell them why I'm not spending a dollar there, but this is why. The service is crap or the product is crap. But I'm not going to spend it just because you are of my community. I would love for us to... oh, that was the other thing. So on the other side, then people complain about the prices, but you want quality product. You cannot complain about the cost of things and want good quality product too. It costs money to make those products. It costs money to run that business, to provide those services. It costs. So you have to... like, it's... that's a tricky situation. I want a great quality product, though. I don't want a product that is going to rip as soon as I put it on. You know what I mean? Like, and it has nothing to do with race and everything to do with the quality of the product or service. So that's that. I get where they're mad at, but don't get too upset about what people say, because you're going to be mad about a lot of stuff. And that's that. So Little Durk, his indictment has been dismissed, because if you're basing stuff off of songs, it makes it ugly. But listen, so, well, he wants it to be dismissed. Let's just say, we don't know if it's not dismissed, but he wants it to be dismissed, and arguing the prosecutors point to a version of a song where Durk allegedly celebrated having Quando Rondo's cousin hit. But Durk claims he wasn't involved in the decision over the song. Here's the deal. Lil Durk and his lawyer, Drew Feindling, filed a motion on Friday asking the judge to dismiss the superseding indictment, in which Durk is charged with conspiracy and using interstate facilities to assist in the assassination. Well, yeah, I can't do nothing about that. It's probably the platform. Some things I can't really, they're not in my control. I can try to assist, but I don't know how I can fix that. So we're just going to keep it moving. So basically what he's saying is the song that they're basing everything off of is a song that he had already recorded before this situation happened. It's so much in between. And it's not even just with him. It's also, remember, the Rolling 60s, certain members, including Biggie, which we'll actually get to that on Wednesday, because last Wednesday we kind of went off grid. But there's a lot going on with that. And so he, but on the other hand, right, This is why the argument is and probably will remain as is, which is you gotta stop using lyrics to songs to associate with the crime. Because somebody could have wrote that song 2 years before the incident happened, and then you'll try to use that. Well, see, that doesn't mean he did it. Musicians quite often are like actors. A lot of them. Not all of them. Some of them actually about that action. But for the most part, they're like actors. So it's very hard to use a lyric of a song and be like, okay, well, you did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, how... What if I wrote the song 2 or 3 years prior to the incident happening, and then it happened? You gonna blame that on me, and it happened after I wrote the song? That's crazy. That's nuts. But they do that, and they do that a lot. And so you kind of could lose a case because of this, or you could win a case, depending on the jury and the judge, or the judge. You know what I mean? Like, lyrics should never be admissible in court, in my opinion. Because not always is that really the case. Like, again, some of them are really actors. Some of them are really not about that life. They just happen to be able to rap really good and make a song, and people gravitate to it. That doesn't mean that they committed a crime. That just means that maybe somebody listened to the song and repeated everything that they just said, did everything that they said in the song. That does not automatically make them guilty. So I don't agree with using rap lyrics in court, because it's like, how do you know that really happened? Were you there? Did you see it? Is it on camera? Did you see that person do it? So I don't know. I think that's a good argument, and maybe they can do something with it. I think that that's a good argument. Speaking of lyrics. So, allegedly Kendrick Lamar cut out some of Euphoria's brutality, and it could have been worse for Drake, apparently. So let's get into it. Kendrick Lamar hated the way that Drake walked, talked, dressed on his monster Euphoria diss, but let the legend tell it, the lyrics left on the cutting room floor could have been much worse for Champagne Poppy. Oh my gosh. So according to KDOT's longtime associate Terrence Punch Henderson, the ministering track was toned down a bit to fit the battle modifications. Child. So Punch tells Curtis King, which I didn't get to finish all of this, and I'm going to go finish it because I do watch Curtis. I'm actually subscribed to Curtis King TV, that there was a lot of stuff that didn't make it on to the Euphoria track after he and Kendrick had an intimate listening session in L.A. Child. Hi, Rock Baby. So the top dog entertainment co-president was actually in Australia for SZA's tour at the time, but jetted back to the U.S. during the show gap just to hear the record. Now, Kendrick pulled up to the studio and heard a long-awaited album from Punch's 8-man artist collective, A Room Full of Mirrors. And then everyone got kicked out the studio so Punch could analyze the anticipated Euphoria bomb. They still heard the song blaring from headphones in the booth. Child, everybody heard it still. This is crazy. Punch says Euphoria was originally longer than 6 minutes, the 6 minute version that was released, the one that we heard, and cut some lines that wouldn't have been beneficial in the long run to keep. Kendrick called Drake a terrible rapper and father and a culture vulture on the finished version. You know, those OG lyrics had to be bad. Punch also noted that Drake's diss songs were layered with missteps, especially the Tupac AI track Taylor Made Freestyle. Yeah, that was stupid on him. You do a lot of stupid shit, obviously. A lot. Jersey felt that in full when the Tupac estate issued a cease and desist. Listen. Okay, I wish we could hear salute to CK DIY. I like the D. I might be a DIYer, but there was a lot that Drake did wrong in that situation, and but I can only imagine what. I am a DIYer. but I can only imagine what it sounds like that we didn't hear. What does it sound like that we didn't hear? I want to know. What does that portion sound like? I know we'll probably never hear it. And Kendrick is out here doing enough damage. Even on tour right now, he's doing enough damage. Did y'all see, I posted it early on my social media, but you know, people are recording portions of especially the intro to him coming in on the tour, where he's sitting for a deposition. I'm like, he's still going at his neck. He's still got his foot on his neck. And I kind of like it. So that's that. So I can, like I said, I can only imagine what the portions that were cut out we didn't hear sound like. Handy fix it cat. I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta do some stuff, you know, to make stuff happen. I'm just saying. I believe in making it happen. It might not be the best work, but I'm trying my best. Foot on his neck. He does have his foot on his neck. He still has his foot on his neck, and he ain't letting up, apparently. Apparently, he died. Apparently, he said, nope, I'm not letting up. I got my foot on my neck. Okay, so before, because there's one last thing that I want to discuss. And I saved that for last because I wanted to be able to cuss. And so before I get to that, let me get to this. So, the trial goes on. So, let me say this. Diddy's trial will proceed as scheduled. I'm still trying to work my way to get up there so I can give y'all live footage. But anyway, Diddy's trial will proceed as scheduled because a judge just ruled on his team's motion to delay the trial for 2 months. He's got he's not giving them any more time. Yo, when I say that this trial has made that man age fast, it has. The hearing has held in NYC Friday after Diddy's team accused prosecutors of turning over evidence too slowly, asking the judge to grant more time so that they could comb through all the discovery. The judge disagreed with Diddy's side, pointing out that the rapper has 4 law firms representing him, so should be able to sort through everything to be ready. For the case to be ready on May the 5th. Now, as you know, Diddy has been locked up in Brooklyn, a notorious federal jail in NYC, since he's been arrested at the Manhattan Hotel in September. Jeez, he's been in there a minute. He's facing 5 federal charges, 2 counts of Schmex trafficking, 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, and 1 count of racketeering. Diddy's already pled not guilty to all of these charges against him, and his legal team has proceeded to question major evidence in the case, including the video of Diddy beating Cassie in the hallway. No, they also let me give you the update real quick though, because I'm gonna talk about that in a second. So it's been learned that victim four is someone who worked for Diddy but was not romantically involved with him. We're told the defense argued that they wanted the person's name revealed during the trial so other potential witnesses could come forward with information that might refute the alleged victim's testimony. Now, I have an idea who that may be. They don't say whether it's a man or not, but I don't want to say the name because I don't want to get us in trouble, but I'm going to just say he also was a high ranking executive at Bad Boy. Y'all figure it out from there. So Diddy's trial will proceed as scheduled because the judge just ruled that his team's motion delay for the trial for 2 months and has not given them more time. So, child, I want to say this person's name bad, but I'm not going to say it. But let's just say if it's who I think it is, it's a male. Crazy they question the Cassie videos. Well, I don't even think they are putting those into the mix. But what I do know, that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. What I do know is that they asked for her account records, like her banking account records. They asked for those, and also her they want her memoirs that she was going to turn into the book that she was threatening to drop if he didn't give her the money. So they want all of that, but the judge said no, they couldn't have her bank records. And he said yes to the memoir. So it's getting spicy. It's getting real spicy. I don't know what direction it's going to go in. We won't know that until May, but you know, and I agree with the judge. You do have four law firms representing you. Why do you need more time? Each of them should take a section and be able to make it happen by May. And you've had plenty of time thus far. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like y'all should be ready by May. Well, I don't know. May is around the corner. Y'all better get to work. Y'all better start working hard. Y'all better get them paralegals that y'all hire at y'all firms in order. Y'all got to get y'all researchers in order and get on the ball, because May the 5th will be here literally in a couple or a week or two. So get it together, I guess. I don't know, but yeah, it's around the corner. So, but if they're worth the money that he's paying them, they should be able to get it together anyway. They're law firms, and he's not hiring like avalanche chasers. He's not hiring busbies. So they should be able to get it together. They worked on high profile cases before. Why y'all can't do it? And they're like, get it together. But I feel like they tried their arm and it just didn't work in their favor. That's all. I mean, I'm just saying, Doc. He didn't hire a busby. He didn't hire an avalanche chaser. He hired the most expensive and you know what I mean, lawyers he could get. Their retainers aren't cheap, so why can't they get it together? They can hire people to help them out, even if it's just temporary. Go to a temp agency, say this is what I need. I don't know, but y'all had plenty of time, and y'all better get on y'all grind right now, because May the 5th is around the corner. I'm just saying. Y'all, I've been waiting for this particular story because I got some shit to say. And now I know I can cuss, so I'm getting ready to give it all the fuck I got. Shit. I tried to give Kanye the benefit of the doubt. I've even made excuses for him time to time. Maybe he didn't take his meds. Maybe his mom not being here anymore does play a huge, huge part in a lot of his decision making. Maybe Kim and her family did drive him a little crazy. I tried, you know, maybe it was like Get Out for him and that family. I try to give a lot of leeway to this man because he said a lot of stupid shit all the fucking time. And he gets on my fucking nerves. And sometimes I just don't want to spend my time talking about him because I know he said some outlandish bullshit. But this time, my nigga, let me get to it. I gotta meditate before I get to it, please. Kanye West is claiming that he and a now incarcerated male cousin sexually experimented with each other when they were kids, an experience he turned into a new song, believing it contributed to both of their dark pasts. I know, dark. I waited for this story on purpose because I got some shit to say. But he's saying that maybe that's why both of them went in the direction that they fucking went in. The fuck, Kanye? God damn. So this song is called Cousins, about my cousin that's locked up, and this is what Kanye had to say. Doc, he drives me insane sometimes. So this is what Kanye had to say. This song is called Cousins, about my cousin that's locked up in jail for life for killing a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we wouldn't look at dirty magazines together anymore. Perhaps in my self-centered mess, I felt it was my fault that I showed him those dirty magazines when he was six, and then we acted out what we saw. My dad had a Playboy magazine, which he has spoken on his Playboy magazine before. I had a Playboy magazine, but the magazines I found in the top of my mom's closet were different. Dang. No, don't blame this on Donda. My name is Jay, and I sucked my cousin's dick till I was 14. Tweet sent. What the? So, debuting a new grungy song called Cousins on Monday, today, Ye sings about stumbling upon adult magazines as a kid, noting that the mags he found in his late mother Donda's possession were of a homosexual variety. Ye says he eventually showed the mags to his cousin and they reenacted the male-on-male kissing scenes, leading Ye to eventually suck his dick until the age of 14. The accompanied visual for Cousins sliced together various clips of video games and semi-pornographic images as Jay crowed about giving his cousin head in the chorus. Both Ye and Kim Kardashian were scanning Ye's cousin Case during their marriage. Ye gave him a loving shout out during the 2018 interview on Jimmy Kimmel when asked about Trump's first presidency. His cousin is locked up for the schmurder for taking out that lady, and he loved him. So Ye did a bad thing, but I still love him. Later in 2020, Kim Kardashian was helping spearhead the Frederick Douglass Project for Justice, shared Ye's cousin's plight with Georgetown University professor Mark Howard, highlighting now Ye's aunt was forced to accept the consequences of living in their downtrodden Chicago neighborhood. Ye says he's changing his WW3 album title to... You know why? I'm not even doing this for him. Spoken like a true Gemini. Listen, even if you did. Fuck shit. Kanye, even if you did, we did not need to know that information. You should have kept that shit to yourself. Bad enough is wrong that y'all cousins, but that's your male cousin. How did you know he wanted that information out there? Why would you put that in a song? Some shit we just don't fucking need to know, my ninja. Some shit is just not for all of us. That is some shit I did not need to know. I did not need to know what you and your male cousin did. I didn't need to know that. I didn't need to know that you was... This man drives me fucking crazy. Craig just been out crazy. Yeah, like, Craig. Yeah, exactly. Why is this something that we needed to know? Why is this something that you decided to fucking talk about, you dumbass? Like, he get on my fucking nerves sometimes. I swear to goodness. I be trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but this is one of them times I can't. I cannot. Because why? Why did you need to say any of that? Why do we need to know that information? Why? Like, why? Why do we need to know that? I don't need to know that. I don't want to know. People have some dark histories within their families, right? That part I get. That part I understand. That part I accept. It is what it is. But everybody does not need to know that. Y'all were both kids. Y'all were doing stuff that y'all ain't had no business doing. All right, I get it. We didn't need to know that. That's just like, come on, man. What the fuck, Kanye? Now you've taken... Why did you need to put that in the song? And again, how did you know that your cousin wanted people to know that y'all did that? Like, why would you... And I was having a discussion earlier today, and it was posed like, well, what if it was his girl cousin? Well, now we know it wasn't his girl cousin. Now we know it's his boy cousin. He said it himself. He said, and I repeat, and I have to repeat it because I don't want it to sound like I'm crazy when he the crazy ass. I promise you, he said it. I didn't say this. He said this song is called Cousins, about my cousin that's locked up in jail for life for taking out a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we couldn't look at dirty magazines together anymore. Him. Not her. It was a him. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this man right now. And I just... He crashing off for real. He ain't taking his meds at all. And we know that. But he's the real life definition of a crash out. Repeating it still sounds crazy. I have to report it, and that's what he said that happened. But I was making my point that he said it was him. It was not a she, because that was a question posed to me earlier today, and I'm like, no, yo, he said his cousin, his boy cousin. He didn't say his girl cousin. And even if he did say it was his girl cousin, that's still crazy saying it. But no, it was a boy cousin. And also, it's a lot of things that Kanye has said over time. Like I said, he mentioned the Playboy magazine and his father. He never mentioned the magazines that Donda allegedly has. I don't know if she really had them. He also mentioned back in the day how everybody thought he was homosexual and not heterosexual. So, I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. It's pollen season. My nose itch. So, you see me doing this, it's because my nose is itching right about now. This pollen is crazy. But I just don't fucking know anymore. I just don't fucking know. I don't know. There's nothing we can do with him, but I don't. And with them type of things being said, it makes it easier and easier to keep them kids away for Kim to keep them kids away from him. I'm gonna just say that part. It makes it way much easier, and he'd be on the internet, she keeping my kids from you. Blah, blah, blah. That makes it much easier for her to do that, you doing that kind of stuff. I'm just saying. Don't worry about it, Doc. I'm not going to think about it too much. After I finish the show, I'm not going to think about it again. But the point is, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's the point. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, my gosh. You might. I'm going to leave it there because what the fuck is wrong with him? I had to save that for last because I wanted to cuss when I read that story because I wanted to say what the fuck is wrong with him. But you are correct. It is time for that. But I'm going to put that up in a second. Child. They're going crazy out here in the world. Okay. I had an eventful day, so pardon my yawn. Had a very eventful day. I want to give love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. That's live love. I love you for it. I want to say thank you to you if you're watching it on repeat. That's the repeat love. I love you, and thank you very much for holding it down and supporting. It means a lot to us. It's extraordinary. But now, it is time for me to show some the other kind of love. It's time for love notes. Doc, you're always on point, baby. Thank you. It is time for love notes. How do we get to the name of this segment being love notes? I used to call it Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to ever call it that, ever. And then we bicker back and forth. And then what we realized is there's no love without compromise. So now we call it love notes. And it's time for that. Let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. I'm going to fuck Kanye. He keep playing with me, though. All right, it's time for the yeah! Shout out to my top six. The United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you so much. I do. You guys are amazing. And, man, thanks for the love. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love, man. Thanks. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. You are extraordinary. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi. Thank you. I wish you could see me right now. I'm giving y'all hearts. But y'all listening, so you can't see me. I love you so much. Thank you. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, Bulls. Love you too. Thank you for the love, baby. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Listen, I'll tell y'all that in a minute. And last but not least, Italy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the love. Man, it's extraordinary to me. I love it. And don't stop. I want more of it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, I will say this also. While I do what it is that I do always, I always try to make sure, and I'm going to just check one more time. I try to make sure we don't have, like, newcomers on our list because I don't want to miss anybody. I want to show everybody love. I'm sorry, y'all. My nose is so itchy. I can't wait to get off this camera to really get into it. But it's itchy. Oh, my gosh. It's just so annoying right now. Don't judge me. It's pollen season here in the United States, and if you know, then you know. But I like to look at the list just to make sure, because I just in case I have to change the top six. And my top six is relentless. They are supportive and freaking loyal, and I love them so much. And so thank you guys. I thank all of you guys for the love, but I can't change the list right now because they keep doing the thing that it is that they do, and I love them for it. Oh man, I love them for it. But I've been trying to make sure, like, I might gotta change the top six, but I can't because it's them. So I thank y'all so much. Let's get into what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. Black business is business. Be mindful where your dollar goes. Be mindful of the service and quality you provide. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I'm not even in that space to be like, oh, don't support black businesses. No, I'm not saying that. Don't support shitty businesses. Businesses that give you shitty quality products. Avoid them. That's it. I get what you're saying. You didn't like the message. I mean, you didn't like how he delivered the message, but the message is valid. If the product is shitty, I'm not buying it. Sorry. I don't care if you're black or not. Don't sell me no shitty products. And we'll be all right. Doc has said, worldwide, Kanye, take your meds and shut the fuck up. Yes, please, sir. Please do that for me. Like, shut the fuck up. Then maybe, just maybe, you can see your kids. That's all I'm saying. You're giving that girl more ammo. Every time you open your mouth, you get that girl more ammo. And then she like, he crazy. He don't need to be around our kids. Shut the fuck up. Damn, y'all. Doc said, yes, this pilot ain't playing. I promise you, like, I know y'all, you keep saying me scratch my, like, grab my nose. It's because the freaking pollen and it's crazy. And oh my gosh, I got itchy nose-itis right now. And it's crazy. I cannot wait to get off of this camera so I can go and deal with this itchy nose-itis. It's crazy. I'd rather have itchy nose though versus a congested nose. So I don't know. I can kind of deal with the itchy nose, but I just can't do it on camera. Doc said, hit that like button, tune in live show, radio show, and get the app. You should. I recommend. Yeah, I recommend. Everything that y'all do is some form or fashion of support. Like, even if you just go listen to the radio show, that's support. If you watch this podcast, it's support. If you listen to this podcast, it's support. I appreciate all the support. If you buy merch or skincare products, if you whatever, like, it's support, and I thank you for it. Listen, I'm supposed to be, well, hopefully I'll be collabing with, I gotta see how that works out, but hopefully I'll be collabing with the distribution company of this podcast, because we, you know, some things went down, whatever, but we appreciate all of the support. So if you don't mind, support, and in return, trust me, it'll be like the more that I see you guys, the more I can shout you out and all of that good stuff. But I would like to show you some love. Hit that like button, by the way, so I can show you some love. But all support is needed. All support is necessary. We appreciate anybody who comes through and supports this podcast. And so I need y'all to know that. Y'all are the reason why I keep going. I can't wait to just... Oh, I hate pollen. It's my sworn enemy. But I can't wait. It's my sworn enemy. If I could fight it, I would. But I would lose. I'm losing right now. Because not only is it my nose, it's my eyes too. It's crazy. I hate pollen. Anyway, yeah, but all support is needed. All support is appreciated. And I love you guys for it. Yeah, it's my sworn enemy. It's my sworn enemy. You see, it's enemy. Because it's crazy. I'm just dealing with so much. And it's really not even itching on the outside. It's itching on the inside. But all I could do is scratch it on the outside. So it's not. Let me say a few things. I'm going to get all of this back on the screen, by the way. Like I said, I switched platforms. So not everything is the way it should be, but I'm gonna fix it. It'll be fixed by tomorrow. First, I'm gonna put this back on the screen first. Oh my gosh, I wanna fight this. I just wanna fight it. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in, you can text, or you could drop a comment. The number's 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. I wanna fight the pollen. Oh, I do. If you, like I said, if you call in, you'll be live on air. If you drop a comment, it'll be read on out loud. If you, and that'll be on the screen. If you send a text message, I will read that out loud too. If you would like to talk to us about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. It's in the description, by the way. The website and all that is in the description. Listen, if we play a music video on this podcast, we have written permission, written, visual, audio, electronic, however you want it, we have permission to play it. That's why we would play it. I wouldn't play it if we didn't have permission to play it. So we don't take requests because of that, because I like to get permission for the stuff I do. And also, my DJ already, that guy, I don't need y'all getting on his nerves. Leave him the hell alone. Leave him the fuck alone. Let him do what it is that he need to do and put it together the way he need to put it together, and shut up and just enjoy the vibe. Catch the vibe. Roll something. Pour something. Sip something. Smoke something. But what you're not going to do is get on his motherfucking nerves. That's what you're not going to do. Okay? But I have permission as far as music videos are concerned. Join our coffee community. Description. Above or below, depending on how you're watching this. I'm gonna have it all back on air by tomorrow because I cannot live without it. But yeah, join our coffee community so I can fucking cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it, and I can ask Kanye what the fuck is wrong with you, stupid ass. Anyway, but yeah, join the coffee community so I can get my joint wrapped soon. Sometimes I need to real bad, real bad. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, and in the description above or below, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Something on there for everybody. Okay. Big shout out to our DJ Group KZ. All that's gonna be back. I promise you, by the end of this week, everything will be back the way it needs to be. But big shout out to our DJ Group KZ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, he is that guy, he is, don't play with him at all, he got the same behind him, and we coming, so don't play with him. And always remember to let us know how you feel about the mixes every Friday that we play, because he want to know, we want to know, we want to know, so tell us. Not too much on my DJ, though, I don't want to have to hurt nobody's feelings. I will behind him. Mm-hmm. I will. And darkness, my sworn enemy. I don't play about these here allergies. They're a pain in my butt. But it is what it is. My sworn enemy. I just want to, oof, child. When I say, I want to fight. I want to fight. But anyway, yeah. Let us know. Oh, I just can't wait. The Lion King. I just can't wait to scratch my inside of my nose. But I love y'all. Thank y'all for the love and support. And thank you for understanding the transition. We are in transition to make other things happen. But I had to get my technical side together in order to make that happen. I couldn't even do cattails yet until I got all of this in order. And I'm still trying to get everything in order. But it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Just give me some time. Work with me. Tomorrow, I'ma do my sermon real quick because I have to preach. Y'all know I gotta take y'all to church. Let the church say amen. But anyway, it is time for my sermon. And so I'm gonna start this sermon off by saying, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Oh, the church said amen. Amen. But Mind your business. Everybody's business. Talk to you all tonight. Amen. And you, big parent, amen. Everybody's business is not louder for the people in the back. I get it. I get it louder for the people in the back. Just in case y'all ain't hearing in the back, amen. Let the church say amen. But anyway, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Except for Media Mondays like today, where I'm asking Kanye what the fuck is wrong with you. But on Media Mondays, I tell everybody's business. So yeah, that's the day you can be nosy. Come over here and be nosy with me, because I'm nosy as hell and I want you to be nosy with me. The tapping, I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes it just slips out depending on what we're talking about. Which, speaking of this happening, make sure you tune in tomorrow night for another edition of the Tap In. Cannot wait. I'm ready, Doc. I hope you're ready. The wiretap, though. Definitely telling people's business. I'm telling, if you have a court case and you're foul, depraved, sinister, heinous, disgusting, stupid, idiotic, dumbass, other human being, depraved, diabolical, and Doc's favorite, freaking insidious, we reading your case. You better not have a court case. You got a court case, we reading it. Yeah, and you don't have to be a celebrity. You just got to be high profile enough for me to get reach my desk and for me to pull the case. Stop playing with me. And we reading it. Wet and Wired is more my business than Doc's business, but somebody's business. And Cattails coming soon to a screen near you. I'm telling some stories. You just might want to shut the fuck up so they don't know it's you, because you're going to be embarrassed or whatever. But don't say nothing. And as Doc would say, a hit dog will holler. So don't holler. And that's that. Doc said, I will be ready to tap. And yeah, baby. Yeah. But yeah. Other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. I'm trying to keep you out of trouble. And I don't know what to tell you to do about the pollen. That's crazy right now. It's nuts. But anyway, love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your baby. Listen, my baby go back to school tomorrow. She don't want to, but she got to. But I love her. So my encouragement is always there. This is why I could tell you. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. And tell your babies that they are the GOAT, baby. The greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. You are the parent. You only got one freaking job, so do it. Encourage them babies. Encourage them babies, you dumbass. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. I know the space, and what I do know is you need to get yourself a telescope, a girthy one, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's window with, you perv. We are collecting those because we want the lenses, not the actual telescope. Like, what the fuck? But get you a girthy one. And then go outside with your kid. Discover some shit. Maybe a comet, an asteroid, a freaking meteor, a freaking planet. A planet that they say is not a planet no more. But in my opinion, it's always going to be a planet, because I had to build a whole solar system. And I had to find something small enough to be Pluto. And so in my mind, Pluto is always a planet. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent, but it just upsets me every time. Pluto is a goddamn planet. They say it's a star, though. Maybe you'll discover UFO. Don't call me right during it. Call me if they don't abduct your dumbass. Call me tomorrow and tell me about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to witness it, okay? I don't. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, engineer. I know they got those over there. Commentator, whatever the hell else they do over NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love the muscle car. And I will forever love a muscle car, baby. I will. You know that saying, put the pedal to the metal. Muscle cars. Let's go. But don't play. Well, listen, if it happened, it happened. But I ain't mad at you. It's going to come when I get all my stuff in order. I ain't going to rush it. just because y'all want me to rush it, because I want it to be well put together. Also, it's pre-recorded, so I have to get my stuff, my affairs in order to give it to y'all, because it's not going to be live. But anyway, back on point to what we've been saying. See, that shouldn't even came out right now because I'm trying to focus on these babies. Whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they want to do, it is your job to encourage them. It's your job, so do it. This is important, though. I'm about to tell y'all something real quick. Because it's the fair warning. I give it so we can all be friends and get along. That's why I give it. Stay your fucking lane. Mm-hmm. Your lane, my lane, not the same. Your lane is over there. Mine is over here. Stay the fuck over there. Stay over there. You don't have no business in my lane. No business. Stay in your lane. And plus, when you jump in my lane, you gonna get something that you do not want, and it's ugly, my ninja. It's ugly. Me and my Harley's gonna come outside, and I got itchy nose right now, so I'm really agitated. I will fuck some shit up, and my Harley's got my back, including the dog. So just stay in your fucking lane. You jump in my lane, you're going to get hurt. Don't break the glass. Don't push the button. Let's go. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's kind of bitchy and could be evil if you push it. Don't push her. Don't push her ass because it's going to be ugly. Don't push her. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'll be trying to find y'all sometimes. You don't want her. You want the 2-for-1 special because that's always a good thing to have. Hold on. You want her. Hold on. You want her. Or AU Big Purr bitches. AU Big Purr bitches. Or you want her. Because listen, if Cat is purring, Cat is a fucking happy, happy girl. I've been trying to tell y'all this for years now. I've been trying to tell y'all, listen, if I'm purring, I'm a happy, happy girl. Again, AU Big Purr bitches. I'm going to leave that on the screen for a second. Yeah. But just stay in your fucking lane and everything's cool. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a fucking collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for you. So just stay in your fucking lane. It's the itchy nose that's throwing me off. Stay in your fucking lane. And everything will be copacetic. Usually, I take this time to go in on Petty Boots, Baby Caligula, Little Caligula, aka Drake. I'm not doing that today. I'm gonna go in on Kanye, but pick and choose your battles wisely, because every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Kanye, I don't know what the fuck battle you fighting right now, but I'm gonna need you to cut that shit the fuck out. Nobody needed to know that, dumbass. All right, I'm gonna leave him alone at this point. Also, Baby Little Caligula, you need to cut your shit too. Quit while you're ahead. You have had ample, plenty of time to cut this bullshit, and you keep going. I'm not gonna warn you no more. I'm tired of your shit, personally. I just say, let the cards fall where they may fall. Listen, UMG said, if you keep going with this shit, they gonna have to expose your shit. Cause just like you want discovery on Kendrick, they gonna give the discovery on YouTube, boo. Cut it the fuck out, dumbass. Shit. And then you lied, because you studied, you said that you studied hip-hop. But if you study hip-hop, then you would know that Mobb Deep said a long, long time ago, they didn't even know they was doing some futuristic shit. They was telling the future and shit. They said that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said that you, Petty Boots, they didn't even know they was going to be talking about you. You, Baby Caligula, can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. They said, little boots, you walking with your head down, scared to look because you shook because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. But you didn't listen. But you study hip-hop. No, you didn't. Liar. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Worry about the fucking war. Fuck that battle shit. You dumbass. Worry about the war. And you're losing both, apparently, right now. You're losing both. Sorry, you are. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. You should too. You should too, sir. It's getting out of control. Just drop the case already. Just for your sake, not even for the sake of hip-hop. Hip-hop won't be all right, but you should just X-nay on the case, okay? Be yourself. Be your amazing, wonderful self. Even if they tell you they don't like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, or the way that you dress. If you're comfortable in that skin, then be in that skin. That's not my beef with you. My beef is that you doing dumbass shit. But be yourself. Don't let nobody tell you what you're supposed to be. Because what they eat don't make you shit. Literally. It does not. You can't make everybody happy. Everybody's not going to be happy at the end of the day. But what you need to focus on is making sure you're happy. If they're content with being miserable, leave they miserable ass where the hell they at. Don't bring your miserable ass over here and need me. Not over here does misery love company. And I don't want to be your miserable ass company. So take your miserable ass the fuck away from me, because I don't want to be happy. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. I'm rushing past that because I do not even want to think of the idea of having twins. Oh my gosh. Listen, people will complain about stuff and you'll try to fix it and you'll try to make it better and all of that good stuff. You won't, because then they'll find something else to bitch about. So don't worry about that. Now, if they have a real argument, then okay, fine. But if it's some bullshit and you know you can't fix it, don't worry about it, baby. Don't worry about it. And also, don't forget to dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Don't let them tell you your dreams are impossible or that you can't make it happen or you can't do it, because you can. It's up to you. Now, remember, when you finish realizing and visualizing the dream, you need to plan and execute, because that's the only way it's going to happen. But other than that, fuck them. Y'all, I finally get to go stretch my nose. I love y'all so much. I got this nose of mine is just out of pocket right now. I love y'all. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for the tap in. It should be fun. Let's see if I can get not be scared and get all my Harleys out, but who knows, probably won't. I love y'all though. Stay safe, stay out of trouble, and good night. I gotta go. And I was reminded today that I am the hip hop hippie. Good night. Bye.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.